Jim Lang and Martha O'Neill. Jim Lang in the morning coming up to 8:10 on Tuesday, January the 13th. Thrilled to be joined in studio by Derek Ratcliffe from At Home Organic Farms with an amazing website. It's athomeorganicfarms.com, all part of our New Year, You Year promotion contest. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
This is something fascinating. I know for my wife and I, we have a preteen and a teen daughter, and the food they eat is a huge concern for us. And we are trying to go to more organically raised meats and food because we have that concern about what's going in their body that we didn't do it before. Has there been a real paradigm shift with food consumers in the GTA New York region about the explosion of organic fruits and vegetables?
Yes, absolutely there is.
And that is that part of our education, or is it just we trying to eat healthier in general?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I think it's a matter of people understanding what the food system exists, what foods are available to them in the grocery store, mm-hmm. and also the explosion of the food network and understanding things about cooking food and making their own foods.
Well, I think too, as a child, we were raised with very basic vegetables, and things have changed.
Totally, absolutely.
You walk in the grocery store, and there are things that my dear mother would never have even heard of. You know,
you might not be able to buy.
Yeah, of course, the availability, the knowledge, the awareness about all these vegetables, and so I think we're experimenting a lot more and growing that stuff too.
Yes, here we are in the depth of January in the cold, but it won't be long before we start thinking about how we're going to grow our respective gardens, our vegetables. Do we have a greenhouse? Is this the time here you start planning for what you're going to do in the spring?
Yes, very much so. This is the time when you want to understand, and you look back at your notes from last year, what grew really well last year, what didn't do so well last year. Your notes.
Of course, my notes.
maybe not necessarily the notes that you had from your garden, but
mental
maybe
notes. Mental notes.
Okay. Your mental notes, right? Like tomatoes were particularly difficult last year,
yes.
because of a lot of the rain and cooler temperatures. So maybe you want to change the different tomatoes you want to grow. You want to change the different lettuces. You want to try different varieties. And also understanding how much space you have.
That's my big problem. I was saying off air, but I go early spring and I just buy. And then I cram my garden and then everything.
It's overrun, right?
I don't help any situation. The plants don't grow as well. I'm an idiot.
Right. This is the time jamming your garden full of vegetables.
They don't look jammed when they're so tiny, right? So you got like all these, and then they grow and grow, and then okay.
Come July, you're getting lots of green.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a mess.
Wonderful.
Say.
This is the time of year where you want to be understanding how much space you have.
Yeah, I need to do that,
and then using the space accordingly. So how much lettuce? How much tomatoes? How many cucumbers?
Yeah, just control yourself, Martha, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Now, one of the things you do at Home Organic Farms, Derek, is fascinating to me. You do you can have different maintenance programs where you will go to the people's place and teach them how to grow things properly or help them grow things properly. For a lot of people, it's like, oh, I need this.
Yes, that's what we do. We design, build, and maintain organic vegetable gardens. So depending on what your growing goals are, we will seek to understand what those goals are and then help you achieve them. So we can design a garden for you. We build primarily raised bed gardens, but I'm happy to build and utilize whatever space you have.
Now, there is a certain intimidation factor for people listening. I don't know if I could do that. How difficult is it for the average person who maybe doesn't have the totally green thumb to pull this off?
It's not very difficult at all. We make it as easy as possible because we are there to help you in every step of the way. So we design it with you, we build it with you, we plant it with you, and we will maintain the garden with you and your kids and make sure that everybody learns where your food's coming from and how to best grow your own vegetables to get the most out of your garden.
What a cool thing for kids too, as you just said. Because, I mean, you know, maybe as a kid we used to, you know, plant one or two carrots, but it never really, but if you have the whole from beginning, middle to end, and then to the plate, what a great thing for a kid to learn.
It's awesome. I have two little 4x4 gardens for my little girls because if they don't have their own gardens, then they're in mine all the time. So
that's
I can't
smart
have that.
Move, yeah.
4x4 is actually pretty big.
It is pretty big.
Yeah.
It gives them about 16 square feet.
Yeah, yeah.
So we grow lots of different things for them so that they can understand different vegetables and not just one specific vegetable.
Do you grow fruit at all?
I do grow some fruits. I grow different kinds of berries, so strawberries, raspberries, black raspberries, and then different kinds of fruits as well.
Is that harder to grow in York Region, Ontario, kind of?
Not really. It's less. it's less seasonal like a tomato plant would be. Mm-hmm. So there's an adage that says the best time to plant a fruit tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Okay.
So depending on the fruits that you want to grow, they need required different space.
Right. You really got to commit yourself to growing that.
Joined by Derek Ratcliffe from AtHomeOrganicFarms.com. And you help people in Markham, Mississauga, Brampton, Aurora, Newmarket. I'm in Newmarket, and our soil when we do our vegetable garden, we have to add a lot of dark soil and stuff to it just because of the nature of our soil in Newmarket. Is that something, too, that you have to know that the soil in your area of York Region, where you live? And because you can't just throw the same thing in every backyard and it's going to work, right?
Yes. Soil is the most important part, aside from the plants themselves. I mean, the soil is what's going to feed and nourish the plant. So you do have to replenish your soil every year. So you've got to be adding compost or leaf mold or other nutrients to the soil to help replenish it, because there are different levels of vegetables that feed on different nutrients. So you want to be moving things around as well, because it's a concept called crop rotation, just to make sure that you're not growing the exact same vegetable in the same spot.
Interesting. You don't think, I guess we are.
I never even thought to do
mini,
that.
Mini farms. Like, I have my little tomato section, but you're right. I should move it because that's what farmers do. So I guess it makes sense.
Exactly. But you also need to make sure that you're replenishing those nutrients where you grew tomatoes, because tomatoes take a lot of nutrients from the garden.
Okay. Well, I do tend to buy the compost and the manure and the black earth and all that stuff.
So we have our own little composter that we got from the York Region government, and it's our coffee grinds and our eggshells and fruit peelings, apple peelings, and vegetable peelings, and that's been wonderful for our garden.
It's
amazing.
Gold, very much so. Everybody that has a vegetable garden should be composting.
Yeah,
at the very least,
it's cut down a lot of our own personal garbage.
Yes, very much.
I mean, we just have that much less to take to the road because it's all going to the composter.
Right.
Now, for people listening interested, you have the website. Is there that's the best way to get a hold of you if they have some more information? I know you have an email, info@ahof.ca.
Yes, that's you can send us an email there. There's also a contact us page. There's a form on the website.
Mm-hmm.
If they can fill out the form and let us know some things that they're interested in, then it helps us tailor our conversation.
And so, you're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. You're featured on House.
House, yes. You can find us on House as well as homestars.com.
Homestars.com. This event, very, very appreciative of you coming in studio, Derek. This is a big part of our new year. And really getting to think, not just eat. It's one thing to say you're going to eat, but you have to think about eating properly and make it part of your lifestyle. Having a garden is going to be a great way to do it.
It's a fantastic way to do it and get everyone involved, kids included.
Yeah. And one thing you know, we didn't touch upon that you also do is the art of cooking organic vegetables. I mean, and because Martha and I talked about this off the air, growing up, if you're growing up in the 70s, the choices for a mom then to buy vegetables and fruits were so limited in the grocery store. It is so light years different what we have available as food consumers, but also it's different how you prepare it, is it not?
Absolutely it is. Understanding more about where your food comes from and then how to prepare your food is vital. You have a lot more prevalence of vegans and vegetarians, mm-hmm. and understanding more about how to cook different food allows you to have more options.
Yeah, it really is a different time than we grew up. And of course, you were saying off air too, the Food Network has really gotten more people, just lay people, interested in cooking and trying new things.
Master Chef in our house. And honestly, Master Chef, our
kids are addicted to it. Oh, I thought you were saying you were Master
Chef. No, I'm not. But our kids are so addicted to it, Derek, that they're always asking, well, what about this and what's that? Because they'll introduce foods that we don't eat regularly, and they're asking, like, mom and dad, well, let's look it up. So, you know, and so they're always asking questions about it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what you eat at this time of the year. That's when you should be looking at what are you going to grow in your garden. So what are the things that you're interested in? Things like kohlrabi or different versions of kale or different kinds of cucumbers. We were talking about the Mexican sour cucumber.
Yeah, I'm curious about that one.
Which is awesome.
How hard is it to get access to these plants, though?
Not hard at all.
Like, where would you get them?
I get a lot of my seed from Hawthorne Farms.
Okay.
This is someone that has an amazing farm just north of Guelph.
Mm-hmm.
You can find the link through my website.
So it's a seed. This is all seeds, though.
Yes, it's all seeds. So she grows a lot of my seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will grow them in my greenhouse and then for growing them.
And for those of us who don't have greenhouses, though, you can start them in your actual house.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Need a sunny window.
So on the website, it's at homeorganicfarms.com, Derek's website. You have the gluten-free consultant, and I have a friend of mine, both the dad and the son. After the son was diagnosed celiac and had a gluten allergy, the dad realized, oh, I think I am too. So I'm starting to find out a lot of friends who didn't realize they had a gluten allergy do, And that's been a big thing as well.
Yeah, it's a huge thing, but there's a big difference between gluten intolerance and celiac disease. Mm-hmm. But the gluten-free consultant is a very good friend of mine, Joanne Bennett-Mursky. Mm-hmm. She is a fantastic resource on all things gluten-free and is a wonderful, wonderful chef.
Mm. And you have sustainontario.com, gardentoronto.ca, bushtroopers.com. So there's some really cool, as well as hawthornfarm.ca, good links on the website to inform yourself and maybe ask some questions before people contact you.
Sure, absolutely. When you're thinking about different vegetables and different plans for your vegetable garden, experiment a little bit. Understand what vegetables worked really well last year.
Right.
And aim to grow those same vegetables, but try something a little bit different.
Isn't there a certain amount of planning, though, you have to do? Because some vegetables can't be grown next to other vegetables. Is that a truth?
A little bit. I mean, vegetables are all buddies, so they can essentially all grow together. But there is something called companion planting, where some vegetables grow better together than not.
There's
no enemy planting.
Okay, good.
What's the... No, fruits are a big thing. My wife and I are always making sure our kids eat fruits and fruits. In York Region, Southern Ontario, are there certain fruits that are better than others to grow for yourself?
Sure. It depends on what you can grow. I mean, everybody's garden is different. So if you are interested in a fruit, I recommend you try it and see if it can work for you.
Because we know strawberries grow in our garden because we had some friends give us up and it overran our garden.
Yes, strawberries are vining when they can overrun quite a lot. Now, do you know if your strawberries are day neutral or June bearing?
I have to talk to my wife about that. Hello.
That's the end of Jim's knowledge on strawberries.
Went over my head.
We had a load of them.
We have strawberries, we have rhubarb, and that's about it. My wife's she's the gardening expert, so I just dig holes, and she takes care of the rest of it.
You know a fair bit, Jim. I'm quite impressed how much you know.
Yeah, I know.
You ask my husband, he knows nothing.
Yeah, I know. I know a little bit. But the reason I know is it was a big thing for us, Derek, is to try to teach our kids that food comes from somewhere else than the store.
Yes.
We really were big. You know what? You don't just show up to the store and buy food. There's a payoff. You have to, you know, dig the dirt and really understand what goes into feeding everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much. And I find that my kids eat a lot more vegetables because they're growing them. And they love getting into the vegetable garden.
They are vegetable.
Well, we're thrilled that you're a part of our New Year, You Year program and contest, Derek. It was a real thrill having you in here because I can speak on behalf of Martha and myself. We have learned a lot this morning.
Yeah. Lots of tips.
Yeah, lots of tips that I can't wait. Hey, honey, what about I'll be a hero when I get home. Thanks for coming,
Wonderful.
Derek.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Derek.
This is 105.9 The Region.